The decision to paint a crosswalk is up to the Alaska Department of Transportation because the state owns State Street. They'll get a sense of the traffic at that intersection soon. DOT staff fanned out across southeast Alaska last week, laying down slender black lines across state roads, large and small. Called pneumatic road tubes, they measure the speed and number of vehicles that drive on each road each day. In Skagway, along with measuring car traffic, DOT staff also counted pedestrians.
We actually just had a person with the department up there last week monitoring pedestrian activity, and we'll use that information incorporated into the design for the new project for State Street.
DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says work on a resurfacing and reconstruction project planned for State Street won't likely begin until 2017. And until then, it's unlikely the department will install new pedestrian crosswalks along the busy thoroughfare.
The department has heard the community's concerns, and we're definitely evaluating those concerns as part of this project. And if a crosswalk is warranted in one or more areas along State Street, we'll incorporate that into the new design.
This spring, Skagway resident Cheryl Barger began a campaign for the installation of a crosswalk at the intersection of State and 6th Streets. She wants to make it safer for people, including her sister, who has a disability, to cross in front of their house. In April, 139 residents signed Barger's petition supporting the crosswalk, and Barger sent it to DOT officials.
They had some reluctance to that, so she asked the municipality to assist, and we did. We asked the state what they could do about it and advocated for a crosswalk. And
Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer described the scene at the busy intersection on a recent Friday.
So far what we see is they've put in a couple of, and we can see them both, but we can't read them from here, put in a couple pictorial signs on people crossing.
Four yellow diamond-shaped signs now stand along the roadway. The Skagway Traditional Council paid for the signs, with money set aside for transportation-related costs for the community. Council Administrator Sarah Kinjo-Hisher says the council was happy to help improve pedestrian safety. DOT workers installed the signs recently. Woodrow says when it comes to pedestrian safety, crosswalks aren't always the best solution.
Sometimes it's actually safer for a pedestrian to not have a marked crosswalk and to do the appropriate steps that we all learned in grade school, which is stop, look both directions, and proceed if safe. Sometimes when there is a marked crosswalk, pedestrians feel that they just have a sense of security and they can just walk into the street without having to obey by those rules.
Mayor Schaefer continues to support the crosswalk request. He says congestion has gotten worse in recent years, and he thinks crosswalks might help the community be safer. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Greta Mart.